Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. Now that Bruce Lerman has lost his defamation case against Network 10, he could be put back on trial for the alleged rape of Brittany Higgins. It's after Justice Lee found it probable that Lerman did sexually assault Higgins at Parliament House in 2019. Expert defamation lawyer Justin Quill has told The Project he isn't expecting an appeal.
I would have thought it would be a bad decision for him to appeal. I'd be confident that we would hang on to the judgment. So I'd be surprised if he appealed.
An East Coast woman has been charged with assault after allegedly flipping the cot of a three-month-old baby at Tryabunna. The baby suffered minor injuries and was taken to the Royal Hobart Hospital. The 36-year-old woman is not thought to be known to the child, but was known to another person at the scene. The Jack Jumpers are set to launch a new charity, the Defend the Island Foundation. It's all about raising funds to grow the game across the state, and CEO Christine Finnegan says it's offering us the chance to sign the championship wall for a $10 donation.
That's inviting everybody in that's enjoyed the championship victory of the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers to be part of the celebration.
The Tasman Bridge has lit up in blue to pay respect to the victims of the Bondi Junction attack. And overseas, former US President Donald Trump appears to be struggling to keep his eyes open, having a nap on the first day of his criminal trial in New York. He's accused of falsifying business records in a bid to cover up hush money payments to an adult film star. To sport now, and Magpies veteran Scott Pendlebury is no certainty to return from fractured ribs in time for Saturday's meeting with Port Adelaide. Nick Dacos expecting a tough test from an informed power on-ball brigade at the MCG.
Star-studded midfield and all bring their X-factor, pace, agility. So we're going to have to be on our A game and, I'm hoping it'll be a great battle.
And Geelong, Gold Coast and St Kilda are believed to be among the AFL clubs chasing Victorian cricketer Zach Evans. The 24-year-old fast bowler is reportedly considering switching sports.